the annual San Diego Comic-Con is in full swing, a celebration not just of comics, but movies, television, books, video games, and really elaborate costumes. It's called cosplay. That's the art and science of dressing up like your favorite character. NPR's Petra Mayer is very familiar with cosplay. We sent her to see the sights.
Oh my God, zombie Teletubbies. That's the best thing ever.
Well, the best thing ever for the next 10 minutes.
Nice, I see some vintage Star Trek. I appreciate that. I see a 10th Doctor.
I've seen at least 10 Elsas from Frozen, a dozen Daenerys Targaryens, Lady Thors and Lokis, and a really, really cool Silver Surfer in body paint that must have taken him hours. And today, I'm one of them. Every other day of my life, I'm Petra Mayer, mild-mannered books editor. But today, I am embodying one of my favorite characters in all of comics, Spider Jerusalem, the swaggering, world-changing, foul-mouthed and foul-minded journalist of the future, star of the old Transmetropolitan comics. My costume is, shall we say, endearingly homemade, knocked together with wire, epoxy, and acrylic paint. I am a rank amateur compared to Haley Lindsay.
My costume is Toothless.
Toothless is the star of the How to Train Your Dragon films. And inside is 12-year-old Haley, who made the costume with help from her dad.
For the saddle and stirrups and everything, I did everything except cut them out and rivet them together. I smoothed out the edges and everything and engraved the saddle so it looked kind of like it was braided.
Seriously, this costume looks like so much work. But to Haley, it's worth the effort.
The happy faces and everyone complimenting me on the costume and everything, and it's just really awesome.
And that's another part of the joy of it, seeing people's faces just light up. And the freedom. I'm dressed as a man. Haley's a dragon. And Xavier de Guzman?
I'm dressed up as the mom from Supernatural.
Describe your costume for me.
It's a white gown, blonde wig, and silky red blood.
I like how we're both cosplaying. I'm a guy and you're a girl.
Yeah.
Xavier's friend Jesse Gonzalez isn't wearing a costume, but he's definitely enjoying the sights, like one family that stepped out as Star Wars.
You'll see a dad that's Leia, you'll see a mom that's Han Solo, you'll see like a little Chewbacca that's like a little girl. It's amazing. I don't know. When I have kids, I'm going to bring them here, and that's going to happen.
Now, Jesse and Xavier did actually recognize my costume, but they were just about the only ones. I needed some validation, so I went by the Vertigo booth, Vertigo being the imprint that published the Transmetropolitan books back in the day.
Can I take a picture of you as Spider Jerusalem?
You may. Turns out I just met Ray Miller, who manages Derek Robertson.
Who is the co-creator and artist on Transmetropolitan.
Only a Comic-Con man. Thank you. Thank you.
But after everything, all the joy, all the freedom, all the swagger, you still have to get home and take your costume off. And I learned one very important lesson in all this. If you forget the spirit gum for sticking down your bald cap, don't try to fudge it with liquid latex. Ow. Petra Mayer, NPR News, San Diego.
If you want to take a look at Petra as Spider Jerusalem and other costumes like zombie Teletubbies, you can come to our website, npr.org.